The municipal hospital's budget for this fiscal year calls for it to stop delivering babies and end 24/7 surgeries by the end of this month. It's part of a larger effort to survive as medical practices change and competition from the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium increases. Officials and community members discussed several options during a hospital board work session. Sitka Community's Dr. Roger Gullib said if labor and delivery closes, pregnant moms won't have to leave town.
Search can handle this. They do this all the time as well. So it's not a matter of losing anything in Sitka if we don't.
Several mothers of young children disagreed. They said most families want continuity of care from the first prenatal visit through childhood. Camila Pfeiffer said closing the unit would cost the local hospital patients and eventually money.
If someone decides to go to Search to have their baby because they can't have it at Sitka Community, they're going to take their whole family there. The labs you have to get done, the x-rays you have to get done, ultrasounds, all the postpartum, well, child checks, you know, like, you're not going to want to switch back and forth.
The board heard about several options, including creating a midwife-led birth center that would only handle low-risk deliveries. Plans also included replacing more costly and hard-to-fill positions with specially trained nurses. Tamara Kyle testified while holding her baby.
The biggest stress of my pregnancy was deciding where and how to have my baby because I wanted a midwife and I wanted natural care and I wanted no interventions unless necessary. And that wasn't an option.
Alicia Witherspoon, also holding her infant, liked several of the possibilities.
I think the midwife model is great. I think the certified nurse model is great. I think the way it is now is great. I just think it should continue.
Community members have told officials about other services they want expanded or added as the hospital plans for its future. Ideas discussed at this meeting included different surgical specialties and expanded long-term care. But hospital board member Connie Sipe said people need to rein in their expectations.
It reminds me of discussions about the permanent fund. You know, I've spent 40 years hearing people say, well, if this state can give every man, woman, and child, you know, $1,800 a year, well, then there's enough money to fix my road and my school. We can't do everything people are talking about because of the limits, literally, even of our physical space.
Hospital board members will continue their discussion at their regular meeting later this month. Whatever they decide will mean changes to their budget, which could require assembly approval. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Sitka.